Right then, who's in the building? Hang on a minute, I haven't even put your mic up yet. She's shouting and screaming already. I've got a couple of little tigers in here.
Yay.
Hey, hello Ronnie, how you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you.
And Jimmy, not Jamie, you all right?
Hiya.
So would you like to introduce yourself, Ronnie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that I can be bothered or anything like that.
Fair enough, all right, I won't keep you waiting.
No, it's all right, crack on.
I'm Ronnie Murray and my business, Diamond Faces. So we are an organisation that's been going for many years now. Yep. And we teach people how to face paint, we recruit.
You do.
And then we subcontract those artists out to events, holiday parks.
Pretty much everywhere, really, isn't it?
Everywhere. And I've brought Jimmy today because he's what? An improver student on my course,
right,
starting
we'll have a little chat with you in a minute, Jimmy, okay, about your improvements, all right?
Thanks.
And you're both sort of made up as tigers today, aren't you?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Half tigers.
I know,
tigers.
It's a shame no one can see us, isn't it?
Well, they will do, because I'm going to take some photos in a minute. Don't worry, we'll have a few photographs afterwards, so everyone can see the half tigers that you are. Is that because you just put your faces together and you make a whole tiger?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just to make it something different,
it's
isn't
nice.
It?
I did ask Glenn and I did ask Kev if they wanted face painting today.
Okay.
But we've got meetings this afternoon, so I don't think that would be very appropriate to go to meetings with maybe a tiger face leopard or something like that. Maybe an elephant nose or something.
Very
like that.
Relevant, I think. Meetings, I think it's the next thing.
Is it?
Meetings
face
with
painting.
Face paint on, yeah.
That's just a brilliant idea.
Just make an impact.
Diamond Faces meetings with face painting. Hi, my name's Martin. I'd like to get a job. Did you normally go around with a face like a leopard or a cheetah?
No. It depends on what job you're going for.
It
obviously.
Is, really. If you went for a job in the zoo, you'd be all right, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, let's have a little chat with you, shall we, Jim?
Hiya.
Can I call you Jimmy?
You can,
not
indeed.
Jamie. Obviously,
not Jamie.
I called you Jamie
Jimmy,
earlier.
Please.
Jimmy. Jimmy. Okay, not Jimi Hendrix either, mate. No. You age yourself there, and he's dead.
the first example that came to my head.
Oh, that's okay. Right, okay, Jimmy, so you're an improver.
I am an improver. Mm-hmm.
Do you like that word?
I do like that word. Okay. I think everyone can improve.
Right,
in their
improve.
Life.
So what does improving mean in your basis?
Okay, so I did the level one course with Ronnie through December.
Yeah.
And she's just launched her improvers course. So anyone that's done the level one can now do the improvers course.
Right.
Which hones in on all the techniques and skills.
Sure.
So as you can see, Ronnie.
Did you do Ronnie's face?
I didn't.
Okay.
We had a bit of a nightmare last night.
Okay. Has this been on since last night? You haven't slept in tiger faces.
No.
Surely not.
So basically, we were trying to work out which side was.
Yeah.
Left and right. So I was going, no, I painted my left
side. It's
quite
side. Easy, isn't it, really?
Well, I thought it was.
Look at your arms. Left,
that's
right.
That's what I said. I was like, this is my right hand, this is my left hand.
Exactly.
But because Ronnie took a picture, you know, like if you take a selfie.
Oh, yeah, it comes back to front, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got really confused.
Right.
So we might have turned up today
with the same side. Well, you know, it wouldn't have made any difference, really,
shocking.
To me.
That's just been pure embarrassment.
Well, it would have been downgrading your company a little bit, wouldn't it?
I know, backwards diamond faces.
Yeah, oh, diamond faces, they can't even get the face paint on the right side of the face. What's the matter with them? So diamond faces, so basically improving, does that mean you're allowed to use proper paint and everything then?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right, so not the children's paint anymore.
No, not the children's paint.
Okay.
Real face paint.
That washes off,
that
yeah?
Kind
does it
of.
Wash off? How long does it take to get that tiger off your face?
Well, actually, it didn't
leaving
take that
it
long.
On. You're leaving it on, aren't you?
I'm leaving it on.
Are you leaving it on?
Yeah.
All right, are you going
I'm
to a meeting this afternoon then?
Exactly like this.
Where are you going this afternoon? A meeting?
No.
I'm just going to the bank to get a loan.
Yeah.
Who knows where we're going to turn
you
up?
You never
this
know. Why?
That's
I reckon
all
you
I
should
can
just
say.
Go rocking up to people's houses, knock on the door. Hi. I'm Jimmy. I'm Ronnie. Garrr. So, Ronnie, painting faces and stuff like that, how long have you been doing it? Come on.
I've been doing it since 93.
Right.
So, quite
how long's
a while
Diamond
now.
Faces been going then? From, since 93?
Since 93.
Oh, so you started Diamond Faces because you just fancied painting people's faces?
Well, I just always.
I know why.
Oh, why?
Because you used to be a raver, didn't you?
No.
Yes,
no,
it is that.
No.
Was you
not
actually?
No, I wasn't a raver.
Was.
You telling
me? No, I developed into a raver later in life, but
okay,
we're not
right,
talking
okay.
about
right,
that
let's,
right
let's
now.
Let's go back to when you started Diamond Faces and
started
how it all became the most popular face painting company in the world. Am I picking you up a bit there?
Yeah, you are. I'm a little bit embarrassed now, but no, I like it. Keep it coming.
Okay.
So I started face painting when my kids were small. I was on my own with the children, sure. And I needed to find ways of earning money. So right. I taught myself. Nice. Practiced on the children, practiced on all the children in the street,
yep.
Did little fates, school events, and then I went off to college, did theatrical media makeup, and then I liked teaching because I had a teaching background, so
right.
I found that there was too much work just for me to do, so
sure.
I was teaching other face painters that came forward, people coming forward, interested in becoming professional face painters, so then I put programmes together at different levels, so we've got level one beginner, we've got an intermediate or an improver's course,
yeah.
And then we've got a level two into business, that's a work experience
nice.
Based programme, so that's for Wicked. People that want to earn some money from
wow,
face
so
painting.
How many people have you actually got now in the Tiger Gang?
In
the Diamond Faces painting Tiger Gang. How many people in?
We have got presently 15.
Oh, wow.
15 little
tiger cubs. And they're all on different levels, yeah?
Well, they're all professional face painters, but some have been with me for many years. Years.
Let's go to Jimmy. Now, how do you think Jimmy's improving with his face painting? Have you seen any of his work?
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, did you do that yourself in the mirror?
Did you do that in the mirror?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's have a look. Let me look at your one. Did you do yours in the mirror?
I did mine in the mirror, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let
me have
Jimmy's.
A look at this. Yes, that's very good, Jim.
Thank you.
I like that, mate.
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm very
impressed. Maybe next time you pop in, you could do a Jimi Hendrix face. Can you? Half skeleton and a bit of hair on the other side.
Oh, God.
No, no.
Have us back in at Halloween and we'll surprise
Halloween,
you.
Halloween,
yeah,
we'll get you in
for.
Do some Halloween stuff. So, Jimmy, what made you want to get into face painting then?
Basically, it's based around my job and my career. So
right.
I'm an entertainer at a holiday park for Swanage Bay View.
Oh, right. I was wondering what you're going to say there for a minute there. You knew what I was going to say then,
yeah.
Fuck Lins!
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
No, I'm only joking. When people say holiday, that's what I think.
Yeah,
you know?
What it is.
Either that or Sandy Balls.
Yeah.
Or Rockley Park.
Or Rockley Park, yeah. Do you think they should change the name of that place, shouldn't they? Sandy Balls.
Sandy Balls.
I don't know.
It's a bit of an institution.
I think they just. It's a bit like our Daniel's Fish and Chip advert.
Yeah.
You know, everyone remembers it, don't they?
Yeah.
So there you go. So you're an entertainer, and what sort of entertainment do you do then, Jimmy?
A whole variety.
Sing? Do you sing?
I don't sing.
Okay.
Because people would leave.
It's a shame.
And I need them to stay.
Right.
I dance.
You dance?
I dance.
What sort
I
of
host.
Dance do you do?
We do party dances.
What's that? Can you do a bit over there?
Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
No. Okay, no, don't bother. Don't bother.
It doesn't mean chocolate as well.
I do,
if you're asking
nice.
Oh, you make
yeah.
Is that a drink or a dance?
That's a dance.
Okay.
You've clearly not spent enough time in holiday parks.
No, I don't rock around holiday parks very often.
Oh,
no.
You should. They're so much fun.
Really. Yeah. Okay, back to you then, Ronnie. Right then, we're going to go off the holiday part. We'll get back to you in a minute, find out a bit more about your progression in face painting, because we haven't got very much longer left, actually. So
okay.
I just want to find out how people can get in touch with you, Ronnie, how they can find out about all your lovely painting and your pictures and faces and things that you do.
All right, thank
you. You've got a website, obviously, haven't you?
Yeah. So that's diamondfaces.co.uk. You can also find us on Facebook, Diamond Faces Face
yep.
Painting.
Yeah.
So anyone can get in touch with us, from the parent that wants to book their child's birthday party
yep.
through to an event organiser that's organising something, a festival or a fun day or something like that within the community.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a company and you're sponsoring an event, then
yep.
you may be interested in having some professional face painting along to offer to your clients. And if you want to learn, you might be able, want to get in touch. If you're a club owner or run themed nights in bars, neon studio nights.
Because we use you quite a lot, actually, with Middleman Solutions, don't we?
Indeed.
Because you are our preferred painty, facey person.
Thank you very
company,
much.
If that sounded professional.
Yeah, if anyone wants to learn, you don't even need to be artistic to be able to learn face painting. We teach you all the basics.
Do you think I could learn?
Anyone can learn face painting.
Jimmy's
honestly.
Nodding his head then.
He is. There's many benefits.
I haven't got any patience, though. That's the only problem, Ronnie. I lack concentration. So anyway, Jimmy. no, seriously, I used to get that on my report. Able to do work, lacks concentration. But all my reports to school, that was what it was. But I do lack a bit of concentration. It takes me a lot to actually do 2 hours of radio.
Yeah.
That's why I miss the weather sometimes. Because I'm out there chatting to somebody else. But I think it's an art, and it's good. And you do lots of different types, don't you? Do you is there any new sort of things coming up in the face painting world besides, you know, the inks and the different paints and the...
Yeah, well...
What's this dip thing that you dip your hands in and it's then you can...
We've not experienced the dip thing as yet, but it might be something
to... Do you know what I mean, don't you?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean,
I know what you mean, yeah. So within our team, we've got a group of artists, and they are multi-skilled, actually. Some of them do special effects.
Brilliant.
Makeup, henna.
Nice.
We do hair wrapping.
Oh, wicked.
And we do teaching, and we've even got people within the team that are qualified dance instructors, beauty therapists, all sorts of things.
So what a gang you've got.
We are more than a tiger gang.
What a tiger gang you've got. You've got the whole zoo in there. Jimmy, let's have a little quick word with you before we go. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about what you're doing, how you're doing, who else that you think that should do the same thing as what you're doing?
Yeah, everyone.
What did I just say then?
I think everyone should give face painting a go. I was actually really, really sceptic.
Really?
And I wasn't sure if I would be able to do it. And I'm my own worst critic.
Are you going to be doing face painting while you're at the holiday park?
Yes, we've just launched kids' party packages.
Awesome.
And I will be adding them as an additional extra.
Brilliant.
Because I'm now confident in my skills.
Yay!
Yay! Thanks to Ronnie.
Right then, Ronnie, is there anyone you want to say goodbye to, hello to?
I want to say hello to everyone at Rockley Park.
Okay.
Looking forward to starting up the new season. Been there 22 years now.
22 years.
So they're a good gang.
Good old Rockley. I like the little beach they've got down the bottom. That's quite nice.
It's cute, isn't it?
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
I have been to a park. There you go. Only to the beach bit because I was DJing on it one day and we had a little bit of a rave up down there. It was quite nice.
We'll get you involved with the face painting one
or
another.
Let me know. Right, so anyone you'd like to say goodbye to, hello to, or a big shout out to, a big up?
Yes, I would like to say a big hello to everyone at Swanage Bayview Holiday Park and everybody at our Improvers course. Hope you're listening. We will be having words if you didn't.
He's a bit of a professional, isn't he?
He is getting good, isn't he? We'll have to get him in again, Ron, won't we?
Yeah,
we'll get him in again. Now, I would say you could listen back to this, but you can on our website, so you can hear yourself having a little chinwag and all that stuff.
Lovely.
Unfortunately, we're having a massive refurb on the website at the moment. Thanks to the guys at Wise Guys down in Bournemouth. If you want anything fixing, they're the men to talk to. You should be able, it should be up and running very shortly, so you'll be able to listen back to it. Just go on the Hats Lunchbox and listen back to yourself. But thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Brilliant. It's been great fun.
Loved it.
It's been brilliant speaking to you. I've got another minute left, so should we ad lib for a while?
Ad lib.
So, Ronnie.
Yes.
Are you doing any face painting this weekend?
This weekend, only as much as getting everything ready for the imminent season now, which kicks off.
It's all
off
a bit quiet,
March.
January, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just about.
It's a horrible month, January.
Yeah, it's getting everything ready.
Yeah.
Website, as you say, uniforms, equipment,
paint.
Getting the paint.
Paint's important, isn't it, really? It's no good having the uniforms and the equipment without any paint.
Stocking up on all. Mind you, we did a lot of that on Black Friday. You just stock up for the whole year. Yeah,
you've got a big warehouse full of paint.
It's just my house.
Oh, it's your house?
It's just my house.
Fall over it sometimes. Oh no, there's that paint again. I just spent a fortune on that paint.
No, I've got a big house.
Yeah. Oh, you got a big house, yeah.
Do
all the face painters live in your house? Right, you get out of the bedroom, start doing some painting.
That's an idea. Residential face painting
company. We'll teach you,
we'll even put you up, and then we can give you work.
You could just be a shelter for face painters, couldn't you, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for both of you for coming in today. Jimmy and Ronnie from Diamond Faces. Don't forget, if you want to check them out, you can go on the website, you can go on the Facebook, same sort of thing. You can check out all their works. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you
very much, Martin.